A group of Northern First Nations has signed an agreement with the province and BC Hydro for co-ownership of the proposed North Coast Transmission Line, NCTL. The NCTL would see BC Hydro's electrical transmission from Prince George to Prince Rupert doubled in capacity. Leaders from Lac-Squillames, Metlakatla, Whitsett, Silkaz-Co, Wet'suwet'en First Nation, Natahi Bunband, and Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Chiefs signed non-binding term sheets with the provincial government and BC Hydro on July 21 in a ceremony hosted on Squamish traditional territory. The event was facilitated by Squamish Nation elders and featured youth witnesses from participating nations. The agreement outlines more than 150 pages of terms enabling the participating nations to partner in building, owning, and benefiting from the NCTL. According to Kaol Power, the company formed by participating nations to lead negotiations, the final project agreement could be worth over $1.4 billion in financial benefits to First Nations, excluding an additional minimum of $450 million in construction opportunities earmarked for First Nations businesses. "This is just the beginning," said Silkaz-Co Chief and Kaol Power Chair Wes Sam. "There are many more projects to come." Kaol Power and the collaborating nations are demonstrating what First Nations can achieve by working together. Sam acknowledged the intensive effort that went into reaching this stage. "The Kaol Power team, alongside the province and BC Hydro, spent thousands of hours getting this deal to where it is, and there is a lot more work to do." BC Energy and Climate Solutions Minister Adrian Dix called the agreement a foundation for how we will build the North Coast transmission line together, and praised the partners' commitment to training and job opportunities for nation members. Lac-Squillames Councillor Joey Wesley described the agreement as a major step forward for First Nations in building the new decarbonized Canadian economy. Wet'suwet'en First Nation Chief Maureen Lugie said the project offers an historic opportunity to achieve economic reconciliation. "We believe the term sheets as executed provide the sound basis for a fair development that will benefit the environment and all British Columbians," she said. "This collaboration between First Nations on these term sheets was history in the making," added Natahi Bun Chief Marcella Morris. "The execution on the term sheets sets a precedent for how business should be carried out in British Columbia." Metlakatla Chief Robert Nelson agreed. "This is a great demonstration of what we can achieve if we work together, and we need to continue to do so." BC Hydro President and CEO Chris O'Reilly said the project will support growing industrial demand while forging a new model of collaboration, one that includes co-ownership. Whitsett elected Chief Elgin Cutler emphasized the significance of unity among Wet'suwet'en leadership. "True strength is reflected when the elected chief and council stand alongside our hereditary chiefs in unity and mutual respect," he said. "This agreement builds on that unity and gives our people a real voice in action and in decision-making." Construction on the North Coast transmission line is expected to begin in 2026. In the meantime, negotiations will continue toward final project agreements.